Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
People are blowing up the text line because I gave the weather report for Steelers-Dolphins. Saying 17 with a chance of snow. People texting and saying 17 degrees is too cold to snow. That's not true.
What?
I Googled it. It's 17 degrees, not too cold to snow.
What is too cold to snow?
There's no such thing as too cold to
that's
snow.
That's what I was thinking.
Unless it's absolute zero, which I don't want to Google anymore, but that seems a lot colder than 17 degrees. What are you talking about 17? Do you not live here?
Well, wind chill factor can make it less than 17 degrees outside.
The wind chill has nothing to do with this. Nothing. It can be cold and snow. It only snows when it's cold.
Right.
When you're telling me, okay, wait a second. It has to be under 32 to snow. Okay, freezing. That's my scientific background. And people out there who live here think that, what, will you have a 15-degree window where it can snow? What the hell?
It doesn't.
I am irritated by just how much of an imbecile you have to be to text that. Someone's getting it today. I'm just telling you right now. I'm going to lose it. All right. Joe Burrow might well be losing it. We're going to play this full deal because the context, I think, is important. It's just a couple of minutes, but this is Joe Burrow, who was answering questions in his press conference, left and came back.
Changed the way that you view the game.
No, it certainly doesn't change my desire to win. If I want to keep doing this, I have to have fun doing it. I've been through a lot, and if it's not fun, then what am I doing it for? So that's the mindset I'm trying to bring to the table.
How much fun are you having right now? Is it difficult to have fun given the season, what you've been through physically, emotionally, all of it? Is it tough?
Yes, certainly.
Did you have fun playing before how much of it was fun before? Have winning's always fun, but in general, was it as fun before you got hurt? Did you view it that way, at least?
No, I wouldn't say I viewed it that way, I think.
What was the changing point?
Changing point. I'm not sure there was a singular moment or of time. It's just a reflection on a lot of things that I've done and been through in my career, I think. And I've been through more than most, and certainly not easy on the brain or the body, so just trying to have fun doing it again.
You talked
You seem like there's something on your mind. Or maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it seemed frustrated.
There's just a lot of things going on right now. A lot of things going on right now.
Football related, personally?
All of the above.
What did you...
Doesn't sound like this guy's having a good time.
No, I don't know if it was directed at the Bengals organization. I mean, you hear stories, and I know teammates that had played for that organization saying how awful it was. After practice, you would get like dinners and stuff clearly in the NFL, and they would have like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I mean, this was obviously 10 plus years ago, but just how they handle and take care of their players is awful. I don't know if it was directed towards that or something off the field, but it doesn't seem like he's really engaged into playing football right now. And it seems to me like it's going to be a hard, long process for him to even remotely come close to getting back to having that feeling of playing football and having fun. That's just my thing.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack. I mean, he just, like, the dude that I saw at LSU and the guy you see now, man. Like, the way he dresses, like, I don't want to read too much into it, but, like, he kind of seems like he has a lot going on. And it's, you know, Cincinnati's not too far from where he grew up. Speaking of the organization, have you heard Boomer Esiason's take on, like, when they brought him back when he got into their Hall of Fame?
Right, they didn't, like, pay for his hotel or anything.
He had to pay for everything.
Yeah. No, they're cheap, man.
Yeah. And, so I'm sure it's a loaded answer, and I'm sure he had a point he wanted to get across there, but perhaps he's actually having, like, he's been hurt several times in his career. They got to the precipice of winning a Super Bowl and lost to the Rams. They haven't been near that since. He gets killed every game. They don't invest in the other side of the ball.
Nope.
So there's the football side, but then there's the, you know, how that bleeds into your personal life and otherwise. I mean, he's a heck of a talent, a heck of a player. We just haven't been able to see him that much, thankfully, for the Steelers.
There's a lot of guys that are professionals, doesn't matter what sport it is, that don't necessarily love the sport and love the job. They're just really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that personally. Like, I there was a time where I probably fell out of love a little bit with the game of football. But it was like, it's my job. I am good at it. So I'm going to obviously continue playing. But there was a time where I was like, I don't really love football that much. I don't love playing football anymore. But I'm going to continue playing because I'm pretty decent at it. There's a lot of guys like that. And Joe Burrow does strike me as a guy that things happen to him so quick. Think about his timeline.
Oh, man.
From LSU to right now. Things happen so fast for him. I mean, for being, you know, the number one pick, the Heisman Trophy, winning a national championship, going to the Bengals, going to the Super Bowl. You know, all these things have happened in such a tight window for Joe Burrow that I don't think that he's ever taken time to kind of, like, look around and kind of realize what's really going on. And he's probably just been so encapsulated in that little realm there that now he's probably, like, looking around like, man, like, do I really – like this, like, what else is there for me to do, like, with football? Like, there's probably other things that I want to explore or this and that. But there's a lot of guys that I've come across that don't necessarily love what they do. They're just really good at it, and he strikes me as one of those.
I think Andrew Luck was one of those guys.
Yep. Yeah,
and then you contrast the guys like Philip Rivers and Aaron Rodgers who are playing at 42 and 44 and just love football.
Right.
Brett Favre loved football.
And right. That was a knock on Rodgers. Like, whenever he went to the pyramids, like, does this guy really love it? I think it's pretty damn clear that
you can
that
have other interests.
Exactly.
Like, you can have other interests. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that you don't love the game.
Burrow's 29. That's how old
I think
Luck
Josh Allen loves
retired.
Football.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, Brady, I remember, you know, being around Brady a little bit and just being like, I'll never love football more than him. Or yeah. I'll never love football that
Peyton
much.
Peyton Manning?
Peyton May. I'll never love football that much.
John
then you
Gruden.
Got then you got yeah. guys like, you know, that Burrow – you know, some of these quarterbacks that have come in and out of the league.
Kyler Murray,
you know.
Anthony Richardson pulled himself out because he was tired.
Right, like.
But even the ones that have had success, like Kyler Murray, you know, I mean, the guy didn't lose a game in high school. You know, he wins the Heisman in college. You know, he gets drafted, gets the contract, and, you know, he's playing video games. Like, you could tell he doesn't love football. He's just good at
Johnny
it.
Manziel.
Manziel.
Yep.
He loved
never opened his playbook.
You know, he loved what was associated with football.
Yeah.
Yes. That's why I love radio. I don't really love the radio, but women fawn over you constantly whenever you're a Marconi winning radio host. He
and they hit you in the nuts with a wrench.
That's right. He's got to look at that situation there and think what it took to go to the Super Bowl when they did and how friggin' far away they are right now. You spent all season rehabbing. 2 years ago, you get hurt. You also have the appendicitis issue. He's been rehabbing the better part of the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Never been healthy. They have invested nothing in protecting him, as you guys were talking about. The defense is atrocious, so you have to be Superman. And why do I want to put my body through that? And he's always been a guy. I know he dresses like Cam Newton, but he's always said, like, I don't love the celebrity element mm-hmm. of all of it. Like, I think he has a hard time with the fame. And people are going to hear that, and they're going to go, oh, what? But he's a human being.
Yeah.
And so you're at work and that's your job and it sucks right now. And this is a stark contrast of the way he was talking when he came back. Like the questions were, I know I asked this out loud. Why would you even bring him back? You're not going to win anything. You could get him hurt. Like he's your bajillion dollar investment. Like why would you do that? And he's like, I'm a football player. Like,
yep.
I just want to go out there and play football. Like, okay. Like we're going to try to get back into this thing, but like, this is my job. This is what I do. And what, 2 weeks later, it's, yeah, I'm just, you know, got to find a way to have fun again.
And you know, a season will beat you up, too. And like,
that game against Buffalo was a heck of a football game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and your season basically rode on that game and obviously didn't finish it. So.
in almost like impossible fashion.
Right.
That thing went to hell.
So like. He's riding the wave a little mm-hmm. bit, too. And that's what you're saying. Mm-hmm. A lot can happen during the course yeah. of the season that can – I mean, and, you know, when you play football, you always say, like, leave personal stuff at the door when you walk through the facility. And you know how hard that is? Like, and when things are going good, it's easy to do that. Football is an escape. It's a refuge. It's what you do. You're with your boys. You're playing. But if you're in an organization that you don't feel like is all in – and you're losing, and you're not going anywhere. You've been hurt. You've been rehabbing. I mean, imagine you're going through what he went through there, and then he's got to go answer questions, you know, all the time, like the same question over and over and over again. Why aren't you winning? Are you happy with the organization? Do you love football? Tell us why you don't love football. Is it personal? Is it professional? Like, that can get annoying, really annoying. So, I mean, playing quarterback at any level is hard. The National Football League is really hard. And there's a lot that people don't see that you have to deal with. And it's hard to keep it all separate. Like, that's why the Aaron Rodgers' wife, no one knowing who she is, I marvel at that. I have no idea how that happens in today's world.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No idea. Kudos.
I mean, Sidney Crosby's been as private as possible.
Yeah.
And people still know who his lady is, right? I mean, and I think, too, about this. So Carson Palmer, Bengals go 4-12 in 2010. Palmer requests a trade. Mike Brown turned down Palmer's request. And then news reports said Palmer was prepared to retire if necessary. Does he dislike football or is this just a weak moment from, and that's probably not even the right term because we all go through stuff, but this was a down moment for him and he's behind microphones. And because it was such a bad loss in the middle of a bad season, in the middle of an injured season, he's just feeling it right now. Does he want to be there? Does he want to play all together? I don't know. If he were to step away from football, think about where the Steelers now are in all of this. Because it was, Steelers need to find a quarterback because Cincinnati's got one, Baltimore's got one, and forget about Cleveland. Well, Lamar Jackson ain't himself.
No.
And you said that before he got hurt. He does not look like the same player at all. And eventually, guys age. And he plays football where he takes a lot of hits. And his athleticism is such a massive part of who he is, the biggest part of who he is. I'm just saying, you know, that guy wants to walk away, and Lamar wants to start to take a little bit of a decline. Steelers still don't have a quarterback.
Right.
You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates.
A personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So you've got Joe Burrow, and people are wondering, is this guy going to step away? You've got Philip Rivers, who is back. We got to get into the Philip Rivers story when we return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Turn. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. You vote on the Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com. Philip Rivers is back. Hasn't played since COVID. I mean, are there no quarterbacks in the NFL?
No, clearly.
I mean, right?
That's what Doug said yesterday. It's amazing that there's no. He's like, and this is what he was like. This was my job for 10 years with the Steelers, director of pro personnel, was to find and to have ready the guys at each position in the NFL that could go in and be serviceable. He's like, to me, this is saying that there's a problem in college. You know, to me, the process throughout college, these guys aren't developing. And I've seen Tom Brady talk about this. I saw it yesterday pop up on social media that the quarterback play is so bad for these young players that there's not one of those guys that are sitting around still working out that's 25 years old that can go in there and to be a practice squad player for the Colts, that you have to go to a 44-year-old veteran quarterback? That's that. There's it's deeper than I think just Phillip Rivers.
I agree with you.
Being the quarterback and potentially starting this weekend. It is the development of young quarterbacks that can't grasp an NFL scheme, can't read defenses, things of that nature. That's what I take from it.
He hasn't played since we had to stand 6 feet apart and wear masks and not do anything fun. That's how long ago that was.
Yep.
And
he was 39.
And that's their then. Best option?
Then.
He wasn't even that good. He was fine. It was like Ben's final season. Like, there were moments. I just can't imagine what this will look like, and I cannot wait to see it. I don't know that I've been as excited to watch some random quarterback play since I can't think of one.
Well, I mean, they still have Jonathan Taylor, and he knows the offense.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm speaking out of the other side here. Like, yeah, there is a lack of quarterbacks, but I mean, Leonard goes in there for you. You drafted him. He gets hurt, can't go. You've got how many days to get ready for a game? There's a guy out there that you keep in touch with, probably knows the offense. You don't have to pay him a bunch of money. You don't have to trade anybody. You don't have to, you know, worry about waivers and all that nonsense.
You know, that's the offense he runs as the high school coach.
Right. Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's plug and play.
Oh, he was his offensive coordinator and quarterback coach in San Diego.
So it makes sense, right? Like it does make sense. But what doesn't make sense is, right, like I could see a world in which, like, this is obviously post deadline. There's a lot working against you right now. If this was 5 weeks ago, we'd see Kenny Pickett in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Geno's still playing, not hurt. Obviously, they weren't going to pull him at any point until he got hurt. Like, Kenny would have been Kenny will be in the league for 12 years. Played in pro system in college, understands the game, good teammate.
Doesn't turn the ball over.
Despite what people, you know, want to hypothesize about his exit here. But I do think the college to pro transition is getting farther and farther away. You have guys that go to, I've talked to Janoco all the time, that have never taken a snap from center in their life. Maybe since they were five, like in fifth grade. The NFL is still a under center, you know, type of league. And there are teams, Lamar Jackson lines up under center. There are teams that, you know, may skew one way or the other. But I do think there is a quarterback development problem. And it starts really in high school now. I mean, you're running RPOs and, you know, half-field reads. You don't understand how to drop timing and rhythm. Like,
snap counts. You watch clapping.
You watch these guys take snaps and just hop back there. And there's no time clock. They run around. They develop bad habits. And you get to the NFL. I mean, I saw it in college. I remember watching Kenny play, and that punch pivot try to spin out. That is like muscle memory for him.
Yep.
And I remember thinking, like, he's got to get rid of that because it is not going to work on Sundays like it works on Saturdays.
Shador's got that one in his bag,
too. He does, and it's not going to work against good teams. Mm-mm. Heinchel runs around for Pitt and does the punch pivot spin.
Mm-hmm.
Good athlete. Works against Georgia Tech. Doesn't work against Miami.
He's allowed. He's a freshman, right?
He is, but you have to – like, that is – I think there is a because of the Manziels and the Murrays and the Caleb Williams, who, frankly, Ben Johnson's doing a great job with, there's this – you don't want to coach the dog out of a guy, but at the same time, you know, you're either coaching it or allowing it to happen. And I think we're seeing bad habits reinforced by – not actively, but passively.
Mm-hmm.
And that's leading to – the quarterbacks just falling flat on their face. And I think we see more busts at the quarterback position now than we ever have.
Yeah.
Maybe not like, you know, not like Jamarcus Russell level bust, but like guys that just last like a year and a half.
Yep.
Or 2 years. I mean, Zach Wilson's still in the league. He's the backup for Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Josh Rosen.
In and out.
He's like gone. A used car. You come off the lot. I mean, there's what, a third round pick in a trade. That's it. Yep. That was it.
Yeah.
Like, they knew pretty quick, not the guy.
Top 10 pick.
Not the guy. Exactly right. Do you guys think to change the subject a little bit, do you guys think, I'll ask it different. If Rodgers got hurt and the Steelers called Big Ben and he came up in here, you think he could win a football game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he could win a football game.
A football game. Yeah. Sure.
You think he'd last?
If he's like in the same shape as Philip Rivers is right now.
He looks great.
I mean, because clearly Philip Rivers had to have been doing something. Because they are going to put him through a decent workout, right? To see if he's all right, to see if he can hold up, to see if he can move and, you know, do all those things. If Ben was in that same shape right now, yeah, I think he can win a football game. One game.
I can't get over this story.
It's really unbelievable. Like it's deeper than the actual story. But I love it. I mean, the guy has a grandkid. He has 10 kids. He's 44 years old. I mean, whenever his first start in college at NC State, Bill Clinton was the president.
Stop it.
Clinton was the president.
He opposed Chris Winkie.
Yeah, against Chris Winkie. That was that game.
As a freshman.
Yep.
I think at this point,
a 32-year-old Chris Winkie against a bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, no-kid Philip Rivers.
Well, that's twice this year now, and this is a cool aspect to it, too. I think it's cool, but that's two quarterbacks now that were high school head coaches that had started in the NFL or played in the NFL that got called back up because Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah. I mean, think about your high school coach. You just finished your season, and think about playing for, you know, say Chirpak was one of those guys, and you're playing TJ, and you just finished your season, and Chirpak gets a call, and you just watch him on Sundays the following week? Like, that's insane.
It's nuts, dude.
That's like when Favre was going through his drama. He would go back to Mississippi and throw at the high school team. And he was training, but you know, during that whole saga between, you know, the Packers and then the Jets and then the Vikings.
I've always thought he was really good for the kids, that Brett Favre.
You always just pivot the conversation. We're having a serious discussion here.
I mean, you stepped right on. I was about to have a winky joke, but that's fine. It's okay.
I also think the old people, not the kids.
I also think that this is a little bit of a PR thing by the Colts because they've done something like this before to keep the fans engaged with Jeff Saturday. They bring him in. He's never had head coaching experience. He's the interim coach. I think that was PR. I think it was a good idea. I understand the thought process of that, but I think that there's a little bit of that to this too. It's like we got to keep people engaged. If we stink the rest of the way, oh well, but we're bringing back the 44-year-old quarterback, and people are going to want to see
Philip
Rivers play.
You've lost three games in a row, 4 out of 5.
Right.
Like, you really want to go.
You want to talk about bad luck. Daniel Jones has bad luck.
He's got rich bad luck.
He does, but he's got, when it comes to, like, a guy revive, if he wants to revive his career like a Baker Mayfield or a
Darnold
or takes a drop, goes to throw it, boom. Same thing with the knee a couple years ago.
Playing through a fractured leg already. Like, jeez.
Yeah, I mean, much respect to him, but I mean, that sucks. That sucks. He has battled to get to this point. Now, obviously, things have started to – the shines wore off a little bit. But still, I think we were in a position where he was going to be a long-term solution for them there.
Do you think that Philip Rivers will start, and do you think he'll do well? Because I think yes and yes.
I think he will start and do fine.
Okay. They play the Seahawks, so.
Yeah, Seahawks pretty good.
Yeah.
I think they're not going to put him in vulnerable situations. Like, Jonathan Taylor is going to get 25 carries.
Yeah.
We've never seen this, so I have no freaking idea.
This is like
George Foreman.
Just like George Blanda. I got Blanda.
Blanda.
George Western Foreman. PA native, baby. He had those mutton chops. They're great.
And he's kind of got the Jim Colony thing going on. Like, you know what? I miss radio. Let me do a couple shows. I'm going to do a couple shows. All right. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We're going to quiz Callis before the hour is up. Couple of other odd NFL storylines going on out there. We'll get to that coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
I've had it with texters today. I love you all. I do. And a lot of you have said nice things. So I appreciate that. Been going through it. Texter. Crowley, what are you talking about? You have seen it before. Mario Lemieux came back after a few years. Let me just stop you there. Philip Rivers is not analogous to Mario Lemieux. Mario Lemieux was the best player in the world.
How old was Mario when he came back? Do you remember?
35, so that's part of it. Lemieux was the best player in the world, retires, comes back, is the best player in the world again.
Yeah.
Philip Rivers, his last season, they lost, wasn't it, to the Jags in just embarrassing fashion to get the Steelers into the playoffs? Or maybe I'm wrong. I think maybe that was Carson Wentz.
That was Carson Wentz.
Thank you, Harry.
He did say the last game that he played. He's like, I don't weigh the same since I walked off the field and blah, blah, blah. Who was it again? It doesn't matter.
I'm on it. But no, he's not Mario friggin' Lemieux. And he's 9 years older, which is insane. Lemieux retired at 40. My man's 44. And he's going to play football in the NFL. There's big fast guys coming after
this
you.
I guess it wouldn't even be this, but it would be like if they did, whenever they were honoring Yager last year, did have him on the power play. Like, did sign him for like a week.
That's more analogous than Lemieux.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been a long time.
And he's what, 46?
That's hard to say.
Dang it.
I mean, Michael Jordan, again.
Yeah, I'm looking him up right now.
Again, we're talking about...
He was 41?
Michael Jordan, who played 38 minutes a game his last year before retirement at 29 years old.
Yager's 53.
I figured he was old.
Jeez.
I'm not confident enough myself right now.
How old is Jordan?
To guess that. Jordan was
58. He wasn't 29 when he...
He's 58?
First retired MLB.
Yeah, no.
You're talking about the second retirement.
The second retirement. Yeah, he came back. He came back at age 40.
Yeah.
In 2002-3. His last game was against the Sixers.
Yeah.
I remember that game. He was 40
He averaged 20 points a game.
I know, man.
As a 40-year-old.
That's insane.
We ain't seen this before. Meanwhile, no. Here's another story. Did I get fooled by the internet? Have you seen this? Was Shedeur Sanders wearing a thong?
No, it wasn't. I saw his brother kind of break it down with Shedeur. It was tape because his back was messed up. You know that tape that they put on your? That was that.
Okay.
It wasn't a thong.
Not that I'm the guy who can, like, throw stones here after my airplane debacle on the way back from Ireland, but, like, I really thought that my man, who I wish the Steelers drafted, was wearing a thong.
No, he wasn't, unfortunately.
Texter, Crowley, were you even alive when Mario came back? Yes, I was. Okay, get out of here.
Callus wasn't.
Callus, oh, yeah, he was. I just burped right into the microphone.
That nap is still on the table. You can just go.
He just burped right there.
I'll just call again. I'm kind of going through the motions today. I'm not all here mentally. I kind of am.
You're doing a great job.
You know what I said we were going to talk about this segment?
Hmm.
Oh, there's more NFL stuff to get to. Right now, a hairy headline. I don't know. I'm flying by the seat of my pants.
We talked about Shedeur Thong.
Can we switch seats?
No.
Could you do the producer's job?
No.
That way you don't have to talk?
Here's one more NFL story. The Giants fired assistant coach Brian Cox during their bye week. The final straw was his reaction to a seating arrangement being changed on the flight home from the Patriots game. Assistant coaches were moved from the front of the plane to the back.
Can you say his name again?
Brian Cox. And now Kenny Pickett's coming back.
He's going to start against the Eagles.
Are we rooting for him?
Yes.
I grew up an Eagles fan. I texted my dad and my father on the last night. I said, go Raiders.
The Raiders.
Go Raiders. I hope he torches them.
Yep. Are we rooting for him? No. Me and Pat are not. We're not rooting for Kenny.
I was asking the listening audience if they're rooting for Kenny. I, myself, am rooting for Kenny because I blame the Steelers more than I blame Kenny and always have. And so I'd like to see Kenny have a long, fruitful, successful career because I think he's a very nice man. Texter, Crowley, you went to Ireland? That's a good bit.
Yeah.
You guys like the thong song?
Yeah, back in the day when that came out, man, what?
Cisco, baby.
Yeah, he had the silver hair.
There was a girl in college that would always do that for karaoke.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Do what?
The thong song.
We have?
We've talked about this before. Yes. You brought this up before.
What would she do?
She would just sing.
In the thong?
She's an attractive young woman. That's all.
Can I share something with you?
Oh, boy.
I am terrified.
I'm looking at the YouTube chat, and this is the kind of day you're having. Somebody said, you're doing great, Adam, and the immediate comment below it is, hell no, F him.
That's nice. Thank you.
He really needed that right now.
No, we're back.
He really needed to hear that.
What are you doing?
Harry, I didn't even see it. Why would you do that to me?
We're trying to keep him on
the trail. I'm trying to stay on task.
And you want to break him down.
You know what? Every time he finds the opportunity, he'll go on the text line and be like, look, Callus, look at all these mean things people are saying to you. And that's on the daily.
He would never do that if you had
I at least made it half and half. One was good, one was bad.
If you were going through what he's going through right now, he would never do that to
me. I did back in January.
You didn't even text me. I showed up. It's the most wonderful time of the year. We quiz Callus next. I get my revenge. Oh, that music means it's time to quiz Callus. The 50-minute mark on the fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Is Quiz Callus brought to you by Reed Building Supply?
It sure is. My buddy Aaron Reed. Reed Building Supply, baby. Give him a call or go online, rebuildingsupply.com.
Man, what a professional.
Well, I think we could call this the Reed Building Blocks of Learning. For Nicholas Harry.
Blocks of
Nicholas
Learning.
Nicholas Harry Callus.
I've never heard a better idea in my life.
Because
the
only problem is he never retains anything.
Yep.
That's not true. Penn State's in the Big Ten. Bang, that's one thing.
Who's their coach?
Matt Campbell.
Woo!
I asked you this the other day.
And I got it right.
You're right.
And you had the right agent's number, too.
Callus, do you shower after sex?
Jeez.
What in the world?
I'm going to have to ask why you're going to ask that before I answer the question.
I just need the answer.
Is that a part of Quiz Callus?
Yes.
Was it a quick yes?
So Quiz Callus was about sex today?
Texter asked me to ask you that, and it was a long, elaborate setup for a joke and an own, but you sidestepped it deftly. Are you ready to Quiz Callus?
Yes. Are you ready, Callus?
Sure.
All right. Heisman Trophy finalist.
Oh, boy.
Remember what I said yesterday? What did I say yesterday about Quizhouse?
Oh, crap. His name's Fernando Mendoza.
No. What did I say yesterday? I was like, I'll give you a clue of what Quizhouse is going to be like. It's happening within this next month.
Right. A lot of college football bowl games and the national championship.
The Heisman Trophy finalists were announced on Tuesday. So, we have Heisman Trophy winners and what school they played for. I name the Heisman Trophy winner of the past, and you tell me where they played at in college. Are you ready?
No.
How many of these are there?
There are 12.
Oh, boy.
He may get two.
I'll give him three.
Okay.
Split the difference.
Two. Are you ready?
Get sure. The hook.
Do it.
Number one, Ricky Williams.
Penn State.
That is incorrect.
Texas.
Ricky Williams played at Texas. He was a running back. He likes to smoke a lot of weed. Number two, Charles Woodson.
Pitt.
I'd like to lower the number.
That is incorrect. Charles Woodson played at Michigan. Oh, my God. Number three, Cam Newton.
West Virginia.
You're being serious. Are you being serious?
I don't know.
They went Penn State, Pitt, West Virginia in order.
Those are the three schools I know the most about.
That is incorrect.
Apparently not.
Yeah, right. Cam Newton played at Auburn and Florida. Number four, Johnny Manziel.
Oh, I like that guy. Did he play for Texas A&M?
Hey!
Oh,
there we go. Texas A&M. Good
Boom.
Job.
The building blocks of learning, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go. Good.
Well, I already knew that one. I didn't have to learn that.
Good job, Callis. Number five, Derrick Henry.
Alabama.
Oh!
That is correct. Good job, Callis.
Two for two.
Alabama. You're probably going to get this one, too. Number six, Tim Tebow.
Florida State.
No!
Florida. Just Florida. Florida Gators.
You are incorrect. Florida State is not the correct answer. It is the Florida Gators.
Come on.
No, you don't get two chances at it. You don't get two chances.
That's the state.
Number seven, Lamar Jackson.
Oh, come on.
Stop it. See, this didn't happen when you weren't here. There weren't comments from the peanut gallery. Now I don't have confidence. I don't know.
Your own fault.
He played for... don't tell me. Don't tell me.
We're not going to tell you.
Okay. Okay, tell me. I don't know.
No, take a guess.
Joe, what's a good school? Alabama.
Incorrect. Lamar Jackson played for Louisville.
Louisville.
Number eight.
ACC Louisville?
Number eight. Reggie Bush.
Not even a clue. Don't tell me. Cal U.
Cal U has a...
Cal U, like up the street?
Cal U has a Heisman Trophy winner? The Vulcans?
That is incorrect. Reggie Bush played for USC. Number nine, Joe Burrow.
We just talked about this earlier.
Come on.
Stop talking, Crowley. Stop it.
You got this, Harry. I believe in you.
If you would listen and stop moaning back there.
I was doing work, taking a nap, too. Don't tell me. I feel I should know this one, but I don't. He was the first-round pick back in 2019.
Most of these guys were.
Generally, when you win the Heisman, you get drafted high.
Texas.
That is incorrect. Joe Burrow played for LSU.
Number shoot!
Number 10, Jameis Winston.
Pitt.
That's incorrect. Jameis Winston played for Florida State. Number 11, Travis Hunter.
I don't know. Michigan.
That is incorrect. Travis Hunter played for Deion Sanders at Colorado. All right, last but not least, number 12, Tony Dorsett.
Pitt.
Good job.
You got three.
Did Baker Mayfield win a Heisman?
He sure did.
He played for Oklahoma. Yep. Bonus.
Yep.
Thank you.
You just added a bonus question?
Yeah, I would have known that.
It's like when you take a test in high school and you do bad.
just write in a bonus question, see if the teacher will take it as extra credit.
Or, like, you ever get a test and you, like, study for, like, a certain thing, but then, like, it doesn't show up on the test, but the thing you didn't end up studying exactly for showed up, and I was like, yeah.
You know what I was really good at on, like, the written type tests? I could say enough that it made it seem like I had some clue what the question was about, when in reality I had no clue, and I'd at least get, like, 3 out of 5 points. So the floor was higher than, even if I had no clue, I could take the sentence, kind of re-scramble it, rewrite the actual question, make it seem like I knew the answer, but then there was no, like, I didn't deliver the answer.
That's what you did on your essays for college, right?
My dad wrote them.
What?
You applied to Pitt, Ohio State, right?
I didn't apply to Pitt. Ohio State waitlisted me.
Oh.
You weren't like a preferred walk-on for the rowing team there?
No.
Wait, did your dad wrote your papers when you were in college?
No, that was a lie.
Oh.
Here's the duality of man here on the text line. Texter, this can stop. It's not even funny. Next text. This segment is hilarious.
The duality.
The duality of man.
Crowley, why'd you read that? What did that add? That wasn't nice.
I'm sorry, Harry.
See, I can do it too. There you go.
Anything going on in your personal life? Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High today of 29. Harry, do you shower after intercourse?
What? Wait, I have to do something real quick.
All right. Coming up next.
Check your phone.
Oh, my gosh.
He just texted me, sorry for your loss. You are such an ass.
Wow.
What a jerk. What an absolute jerk.
Wow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.